Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Clement Young is the senior pastor of Life Changing Ministries. Originally from Guyana, South America, Pastor Clement came to Hawaii in 1972 through the United States Army. He was stationed in Schofield Barracks. After leaving the Army, he later attended Leeward Community College and the University of Hawaii. He's a man who loves the Lord and teaches the Word. Today, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that as much as Christ has touched the heart and life of Pastor Clement Young, the Lord Jesus Himself wants to touch your heart and your life. And look, no matter what you're going through right now, as Pastor Clement can very well testify of how the Lord has worked in and through him throughout the life experiences that he's had, Christ can do a marvelous work in your life, whatever the challenge might be, whatever you might be facing. Today, Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Well, the living Christ, dear friend, calls you to himself. And I ask you, would you open your heart to Jesus as he reveals himself to you? Would you follow him? Would you experience the love of Almighty God? Would you put your faith and trust in what we call the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross? Today, Pastor Clement is married to Cheryl, his wife of 43 years. They have 4 adult children and 4 grandchildren, and a heart to see the people of Hawaii serve the Lord Jesus. Pastor Clement, welcome to our show.
Welcome.
Where did you grow up? I mentioned Guyana, but take us further. Where in Guyana, South America, and what was it like?
I grew up in Guyana, in a small village called Bedeforewacting. And it's a poor place. The community was very poor, but the people had big heart. And we stretch out for the Lord, because when you are poor, anything matters consistent with righteousness. And so this was no different. And as we continue to stretch out or reach out for God, fortunately, we have people that come from the United States. And for example, Reverend Oral Roberts were one of those. Mm-hmm. And they keep tent meetings. And I can tell you, those meetings were meetings that we didn't need at that time. We had much need for them, because it brought so much hope, allowing you to go another year, allowing you to go another day. And so this, when we are talking about Jesus Christ, is something not to be taken lightly. No matter where we are in this world. And if I may digress a moment to set a foundation to show that as you're hearing, you will have to train yourself to hear Jesus. Mm. The Bible tells us this. It says, look, Christ come for us. Christ redeem us. And so because of this redemption, we have been made wise through the wisdom of God. But to be made wise by an authority is not enough. We must put it into practice. So then, the Bible is asking us that when we are saying that we are wise, it's saying this. It says, a wise man will hear. and will increase in learning as a result of that man hearing. Mm. And because he is hearing an increase in learning, he will now develop understanding enough to where we can attain to wise counsel. Jesus being the chief of it all. Jesus being the Lord of all. And so when we are talking about Jesus, we must get in the habit of saying, Lord. Mm. It's very beneficial to you, to me, to everyone else.
As you explained this so eloquently, Pastor, let's take a moment. We can come back to that. But I'm interested at this point, even how this eloquence, how this fluidness in the way that you're able to describe and explain the spiritual life, how did it come from a man who grew up in Guyana? You mentioned Oral Roberts and the tent meetings. You mentioned about the hope that you needed to go another day. Why do you say it like that? Why was it so? Was the situation so desperate at that time when you were growing up that it was just that we needed hope to go another day? Describe that for us.
For me, I found this hope in the love of God. When Reverend Oral Roberts began preaching,
How old were you at the time?
I was 11 years old.
Okay, 11.
And he always instilled in us to love one another. Mm. Today, I have seen that love. How it transcends hope, how it brings hope, how it causes you to operate in hope. But please allow me to go back and continue the story from Guyana. And so at 11 years old, remembering one evening that I attend a tent meeting with my mother, and the very next day, my auntie and my mom, they sat down and they were talking about Jesus. I don't know what happened. As I was listening, I recollect that there was nothing I could say about Jesus. And that troubled me. I was so overwhelmed in hurt, overwhelmed in anger, that I left their presence and went away. And as you know, Guyana, the streets, they are just dirt roads and, you know, bushes and so on and so forth. So I was walking down one of these lonely roads, and I was really hurt, so hurt that I was crying. Mm. And as I was crying that I don't know Jesus, I don't understand this, Jesus appeared before me. And I want to give the people a word picture. When I said Jesus appeared before me, I don't want, you know, people have different opinion of what I'm talking about. Mm. We have pictures at home relative to Jesus. And the pictures we have is from the shoulder up to the head. And around his head, there's an halo. And so it is in this sense that I speak when he came before me. Mm-hmm. And as I look up, maybe about 20 feet in front of me in the air, about 20 feet up, I saw him there. And he said, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "I don't know you. Everybody knows you. I don't." And he said, "They don't know me. I died many years ago." I said, "But they're still talking about you. I don't know anything about you." And he said, "Now that you see me, now that you see me." And I didn't catch that so many years ago, but now as I'm talking to you, I caught it only now. He said, "They're talking about you, but you are now seeing me." He said, "What do you want from me? What is it you want?" And I said, "I want to know you." And he asked a question that was very interesting. And he said, do you want wisdom? And I said, I want to know you. And he asked again, do you want wisdom? And I said, I want to know you. And he said, okay, I'm going to give you wisdom. And you will know me this day forward. And from that time that he disappeared, the tears went away. My heart felt at ease, at rest, at peace. I felt great peace that day. I knew that something would happen. Mm. And where he was, I saw people's hands up in the air. Every kind of people. Their hands up in the air. And I also saw above them Elvis Presley and the words, blue of eye. I didn't know what that meant at that time.
Pastor Clement will explain. You must explain now. You've got us on the edge of our seats, how this all comes together. I mean, you're seeing this picture on the dirt streets near the bushes of Guyana, 11 years old. Of course, we're having this program here in Hawaii. You've been married to your wife for over 43 years. Yeah. I mean, there's an elapsing of time. I want to know how it all connects. So when we come back, Pastor, we must continue. We must continue to fill in these important gaps. And as you do, share. Hey, Elvis, Blue Hawaii, and a picture of Jesus. And now sharing the love of Christ. It's an interesting thing, but it's also very profound when it comes to experiencing the depth of even weaknesses and the search for Jesus Christ, all embodied through the life story of Pastor Clement Young, who will share more with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries a division of Jesus Christ is calling you. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Clement Young, he's 11 years old. He's telling us his story. 11 years old on a dirt road next to bushes in Guyana, a small town where he grew up. Of course, Oral Roberts had been coming and he would do these tent meetings. Oral Roberts, the healing evangelist, the power of God was there. But on the way home, in a moment of solemnity, Pastor Clement, at the age of 11, saw a vision. And he saw the Lord. And the Lord spoke to him, "What do you want? Do you want wisdom?" And he says, "No, I want to know you. I want to know you." And the Lord says, "Look, I'll give you wisdom, and you're going to know me." And his life begins to change right then. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. Pastor Clement is the senior pastor of Life Changing Ministries, and he's talking about his own life-changing experience as he's encountered the Lord Jesus Christ. You can find out more about this program. You can get it in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I encourage you, as I typically do, share it with a family member, share it with a friend. So, Pastor, 11 years old, you grow, and maybe you can fill in some gaps here too, but there came a point where you were in New Jersey, weren't you?
That's correct.
How did that happen? What age did this take place when you came to New Jersey?
That took place at 20 years old.
So what was it like between 11 and 20?
Between 11 and 20, immediately when the Lord says, "I'll give you wisdom," he began teaching me. Mm. But he taught me in the natural. He showed me things like leaves and plant. And he showed me that if you detach a leaf from the plant, even though it's green, it's dead for all practical purposes. Mm-hmm. And so he says that we know to do that, but what we're lacking is the opposite of that, how to bring it to life again. Mm. And so he began to teach me. And he began to let me know that listening is key, that when you listen to what people has to say, you're hearing the very heart. And so if you're careless in listening, even though you're a Christian, even though you're a pastor, even though you know to pray, you may make mistake at praying for the wrong thing instead of what is truly needed for that person. So you can see that when we talk about Christianity, it's asking a little more of us than just merely saying that we are a Christian. It's asking that we sit down and think about it. We sit down and consider the cost. Sit down and truly ask the Lord to begin to shape us and allow ourselves to be willing to allow the Lord to lead and guide us in his truthfulness.
In those early years, did the Lord bring a certain significant person, people around you to help nurture you in the development or understanding of greater levels of wisdom?
I had my mom, not so much my father, but my mother, and she always used to say some things to me, and one of those I remember clearly. She said, "When somebody is angry at you, or when somebody is upset at you, don't be too rash in responding in kind, but try to see what was the causation of it, and see how you can alleviate that."
Your mother had a depth, not just a reaction. She encouraged you to be more perceptive, to be more discerning. So at the age of 20, how did you come to America?
I came to school in America, and I found out that I could have joined the selective service at that time, did drop. So I put in for that. I was selected, and went to the military at Schofield Barracks, not at Schofield Barracks, I'm sorry, at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And so I started training there.
What was your experience like in the military?
It was rough, but nonetheless, I thought that I needed that because that's another side of life that I did not realize exists. And so it asks or it begs for you to become disciplined as you're going to be assisted in that area. And so you have to be willing to respond in kind. You have to be willing to give of yourself so that you can find the necessary growth that is required of you as a human if you are to become something.
As you, I love the way you express that, Pastor. You're reflecting on your own change, but of course it relates to all of us. How did you come to Hawaii?
After being in Fort Dix and finished basic training there, I went to Oklahoma. I went to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and I spent several years there. And I had wanted to re-enlist for several more years. And as I was re-enlisting, I remember some friends I had just came back from Vietnam. And they said, look, you're re-enlisting, you have an option. I think you should take a VAI. We went to Vietnam and we are and are in a VAI. And Hawaii is a good place. All of this time, from the time that I encountered Jesus back in Guyana and to the time that I'm re-enlisting, those things were long gone from my mind. They weren't there. Mm-hmm. It's
No real recollection.
No recollection at all. And so I said, okay, I'm going to take Hawaii. And I took Hawaii. And I came here in 1972, December. It was in 1973 or 74, I didn't remember exactly. But I remember I get a revisit of Jesus. And he said, this is where I want you. This is the place I was talking about. And it takes me back when I was 11 years old. And that day was, I don't know how to say it, it was so exciting to me to see that there was no recollection, and all of a sudden this came to me and says, here is where I wanted you. Here is where I was talking about.
Blue Hawaii.
Blue Hawaii.
How did you feel?
I felt good in the sense that Jesus Christ was Lord there and then. And even at that time, I might say that the Lord was with me all along, just saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, because I was not a Christian. Just saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I remember that he said it so much as I was over here. It was in 1976 or 77. I said, I give up. Whatever you want to do with me, whatever you want to do with me, just do it.
What brought you to that place of surrender?
The love of God. The love of God is pure love. I truly believe in all of my heart. Love is that virtue that heals sickness, heals disease, take you out of any situation. Love. Love, I believe today that Jesus said it, if I may explain it this way. When Jesus came, he said, for God so loved the world. That one thing he brought for us, I didn't understand it before. Today I fully understand it. When he said that he brought love for us, Jesus was saying, God gave me eternal life to give to you all. But there is no way in your state, in the people's state, that you can receive eternal life. It has to be broken down to the point of love. I have to become your way. I have to become your truth. Only then you can receive of the life of God. But I have to be your way. And in order to be your way, you first have to receive of the love. That's your first step. And then after you receive my love, even though eternal life is given to you rightfully, there is no way you can accept or acknowledge it because you don't know how. You have to be taught all over again. And then the next thing that he did, he took us and he said this. He says, now that you have believed in me, I want you to go to the next step. This is the way of Jesus. He says, I want you to continue in my word. When you continue in my word, only then you would begin to know the truth. And the truth that you know would begin to reshape you, would begin to bring you to that place of freedom, bring you to that place of wholeheartedness again, bring you to that place where your broken heart can be now mended.
Pastor Clement Young speaks with a heart of understanding, yes, a heart of depth, wisdom, yes, a heart of sensitivity. There's a tenderness that exists. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Pastor Clement about family, about his wife Cheryl. 43 years marriage speaks a lot in these days.
That's right,
Pastor. And how did you meet? A little bit about family, and also more of the depth of what your relationship has been like. And your call to ministry. When did that take place? This and more. Pastor Clement Young, he's the senior pastor of Life Changing Ministry. He's talking about his own life-changing experiences. You can experience a life change too through Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world. God so loved you. He loves you. Yes, he does. Pastor Clement will share more about the love of God when we come back. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Legacy leaders are the one who leaves something beautiful behind. Enough of playing small, enough of playing safe. It's time for a grander vision.
Sharpen your leadership skills and embrace God's grander vision for your life at the Global Leadership Summit on August 6th and 7th. The summit features high-impact leaders like Bill Hybels, Dr. Brené Brown, and Craig Groeschel. Experience the summit at the premier host site, Grace Bible Church ProSide in Pro City. Learn more at willowcreek.com/summit or proside.org. That's willowcreek.com/summit or proside.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Clement Young retired from Pearl Harbor after working there for over 30 years. His background is in the United States Army. He originated from Guyana, South America. He's here in studio with us today. He is the pastor, senior pastor of Life Changing Ministries. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that we have him with us today. You can find out more about this program, again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Clement, how did you meet your wife, Cheryl?
I met her back home in Guyana, and it was about a couple of years before I was ready to leave Guyana. And I did promise that I would go back and reach and marry her, and that I did. And I didn't do that because it was in the sense that you need a specific woman, but she was the woman for me at that time. I felt as though we were very supportive of one another, very understanding. Mm-hmm. We don't fight, we don't argue, and so on and so forth. And I've always said to myself that if I marry someone, I want to live in peace. And so I believe I found that peace mm-hmm. when I found her. And so
I chuckled there because someone listening is saying, I want what you want. I want what you have. Not everyone experiences that.
I understand.
So
I understand.
You're blessed.
I understand.
Indeed. And no wonder 43 years of in a real way, bliss,
right,
you know?
Right.
What lessons have you learned? Has the Lord taught you as a husband? And I know you're a father and grandfather.
Right.
As a husband, and later, lessons the Lord has taught you as a parent?
The Lord has taught me that when you said that you're going to marry someone and take the responsibility as a husband, you have to be able to be serious about that. It's no small matter. And so there are some changes that you will have to make. And one of those changes is that you will have to be responsible for your family. I used to drink beer. I used to, stay out, all night, so on and so forth. But after I marry, I know that those things will not enhance my relationship with my wife. And so I begin to put them aside. I've also learned that when two hearts are beating and is trying so hard to be one, you will have to help them along. And one of the things that I still do, and that is this, if my wife is angry, I want to hear her out. I don't care who's wrong or right. To me, it's not about wrong or right. It's about a heart being hurt over something, no matter how small it is. So I want to hear that heart out. And after I've listened, I want to come to a conclusion of what needed to be done that we can get back together in peacefulness again. And so that was very important to me.
You take time. One of the things that continuously emerges, almost like a theme of this time of sharing, is listen. 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 And the beauty of it is that you're sharing how you apply it in your marriage. Small or large, if she's not feeling well, she's not happy about something, troubled, you listen. I think it takes a lot of guts to do that, because in listening, you may be exposed yourself to some things that you or I or someone may be causing the problem, or at least that's the perception of the other person. Where do you get this? I think it takes guts, right? Courage.
Correct.
To hear your wife out. Because obviously it's worked for more than four decades. Where does that courage come from?
I always felt that when I'm speaking to anybody, I felt in my heart that I must not only speak to the outer portion of a man or a woman. I must speak to that part of them that holds the key to life, and that is their heart. And I always sincerely goes to the heart. Mm. I bypass them, and I goes to the heart. So when they are talking, I am looking at the heart. And please hear me. The very opposite is happening to Christians. Many times we go telling people about Jesus and how great Jesus is. And we should be that example on behalf of the Lord. But while we are telling about Jesus and how great he is, because you're talking to the world, and because the world cannot believe unless they see, they are looking at you.
Mm.
And if you does not give a proper representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, you may fail them in process.
Mm.
It's
mm.
very important to know that.
Your children. I mean, I can see this can relate even with children. Preaching to the children, and they might not see accurate representation of Christ. As you've listened to your wife, as you listen to Cheryl through the years, has that also applied to the way you've raised your children?
Correct. And so,
how so?
If something is wrong with the children or something is going on, I want them to tell me. I don't care what it is. I want them to express themselves. I want to be there after they finish expression or expressing themselves. Then I want to take them back and show them here of late things like what is in the Bible, what does the Bible say, and so on and so forth. Assuring them that this state of being, I'm not so concerned about that, but I'm concerned with the willingness of them after they have heard truth or after they know that they have trust us. And when we speak to them along those lines, they can yield. They can yield not because I am their father or because Cheryl is their mother, but they are yielding because of a truth that if they continue on that path, they themselves would have peace in their life and their lifestyle and process.
What kind of relationship, this question maybe seemed like it's coming from coming from someplace disconnected, but I'm just in a candid moment. What kind of relationship did you have with your father?
I had very little relationship with my father because he's a person that comes and goes. And so I know he loved me, but there was no input. And you see, that is one of the keys to so many people. They're hurting in life because of this one thing. We are supposed to be loved. This is why Jesus came with love. We are supposed to be loved. We are supposed to be nurtured up. We are supposed to be guided and led by our family, our father, our mother, so that we can become. And many times, they have failed us. They have failed us because they take time in drinking, for example. They take time in using drugs, for example. They take time in doing things where we are not a part of. And as a result, you can see there is a separation. And that separation tells a story that there is no love there. Having no love there can lead to hearts being broken over time, over period.
Even generations.
Even generations don't have any praise. Fathers are there to praise. Mothers are there to praise their kid. No matter how they're coming up, you, in order to shape them, you got to start someplace. If you begin to see them all negative, they will never turn out to be what you want them to be. You will have to, if in life there are problems, and you're going to see problems all the time. I am not so concerned about problems. You're going to run into those. I am concerned about Jesus Christ. He is the solution to all problems. And so when you focus on the right person for the right thing, you can see how life would begin to change. Please take note, we were most evil before Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he didn't tell us anything about how evil we were. He just said, the Father loved us. Because he understood where there is love lost, where there is no love in a life, that's the way it would behave. And so, because Jesus knew that, and we ought to follow Jesus, and because he knows that, he came with the antidote. He came with the solution. He came with the love. We too as parents, we too as family, we too as neighbors. This is why the Bible said, love your neighbor as yourself. You want a community to treat you right, but you're not giving them the solution to assist you in the receiving the right treatment. If you give the community love, they would act lovely. If you don't give them love, their heart can be broken over time. And when a heart is broken, who can tell what it would do? You don't know. This is so terrible.
He speaks to the disconnectedness of people, to the disconnectedness of families, to the disconnectedness of relationships. And he speaks with a simplicity and yet a depth. Simplicity, the answer is in the person of Jesus Christ. A depth, the explanation, the explication of love and what it means in our lives as husbands, as parents, husbands, wives, parents, friends, members of society, members of our community. Love. He talks about listening. That's Pastor Clement Young, he talks about love. When we come back, we'll share more. He will share more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Legacy leaders are the one who leaves something beautiful behind. Enough of playing small, enough of playing safe. It's time for a grander vision.
Sharpen your leadership skills and embrace God's grander vision for your life at the Global Leadership Summit on August 6th and 7th. The summit features high-impact leaders like Bill Hybels, Dr. Brené Brown, and Craig Groeschel. Experience the summit at the premier host site, Grace Bible Church ProSide in Pro City. Learn more at willowcreek.com/summit or proside.org. That's willowcreek.com/summit or proside.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You listen to the news, you watch the news, you read about the news, and you realize that there are, a plethora of issues that go on every single day, not just because news outlets are just trying to promote things or they have to get content out, but because there are a lot of hurting people all over the world. And politics is involved. The legal system is involved. There are things that are going on in our state, in our country, going on internationally. People are, living under threats. People are living in fear. Where does the love of God come in the midst of a world like that? Where does the person of Jesus Christ come in a world like that, the world in which we live? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Pastor Clement Young. Pastor Clement is the senior pastor of Life Changing Ministries. To find out more about this program or other resources, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Clement, what would you say to someone who is going through a very difficult time right now?
You know, we call the times difficult, and please allow me to differ. Let the times be difficult. Mm. We are not so much to focus on what is difficult. God has sent His Son to us. Jesus Christ has given us His love. Jesus Christ has taught us that we may love, that we must love our neighbor the same way that we love ourselves. Jesus Christ has also taught us. He says, look, I want you to trust in me with all of your heart. I want you to not lean onto your own understanding. And by him saying that, many times I ask myself, maybe what I am calling difficult, is it so difficult? Or maybe because I'm leaning on my own understanding and have a mind that is shallow. This is not a put down. I want we to be in reality mode here. Because of our mindset, because of our consciousness that is present in us, we may be seeing things that carries another shape to it if we allow Jesus to show us. And so then, if that is the case, we should not worry about times that are difficult, but we should worry about the solutions of Jesus Christ. And if I may, please allow me to show something here. I remember there was a woman that got caught in adultery. I want to show you this. And for that woman, it was a difficult time, because I remember Jesus was teaching, and the Pharisees, they brought that woman to him, and they told him that she get caught in adultery. It was a very difficult time for that woman. Why? Because they told Jesus that Moses' law states that such should be stoned. Yet, the ones that want to stone her was at fault too. They told him they caught her in the very act, but they brought a woman. A man and a woman are the two that would commit adultery, not just a woman. And so Jesus, through his wisdom, understanding these, knelt down and began to write on the ground. They continue to probe him to the point where he had to get up and says, look, if you are without sin, you cast the first stone. Notice, many times we can be involved in situation where we can be healed of it, but because of impatience, we lose out. And so when Jesus told them that, they catch the revelation. What was the revelation? The revelation was this, that they had stone to stone this woman. But our Lord Jesus, he is the rock. And if you use a stone to stone her, then he must use himself as the rock to stone you. They caught that. So they dropped their stone. But Jesus, he is a faithful God. He did not tell them to go away. He just said, if you are without sin, he did not send them away. They leave themselves. On the other hand, the woman remained. Jesus asked her, woman, where are thou thine accusers? Did no one accuse you? And this woman says something that is awesome. She tapped into his goodness. She says, no one, Lord. And we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. You are free. Why? Because she sensed, she knew that he is Lord. Where the Lord is, there is freedom. Mm-hmm. And in the same sense, if they had stayed, they could have been freed. In this sense, I'm showing that many times we take action that is unnecessary. It is to our disadvantage.
And we don't even know it.
Don't even know it. That's correct.
So how do we gain discernment?
Discernment is simple to be gained. I can only tell you how I do it. I tell myself that anything that I do, it would have to come from the Lord. I refuse to do anything on my own. When I get up in the morning, I speak with the Lord. What do you have for me today? Lord, I trust and believe in you. I desire you continue to lead and guide me. Be my shepherd, that I will not have need of anything, that I will not lack. And I begin to take it from there, knowing fully when the Lord is my shepherd. When I say the Lord is my shepherd, I understand clearly that goodness and mercy will follow me.
Pastor, we've got about a minute and a half left. Could you lead in a prayer? Lead in a prayer for our listener right now who is receiving what you're saying and processing.
Holy Spirit, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We crying out for mercy in these regions of Hawaii. Father, we have the people, their hearts are willing, but your word declare that when we lack knowledge, destruction still remains. Father, we are asking you, not knowing the way in this particular area, we are asking you to cause us to rise up in knowledge through the wisdom of the Lord God Most High, your Son Jesus Christ, and to begin to teach us and begin to guide us. Father, we are saying the correct words, but we are failing in our actions. We are saying, Lord God, that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. Yet still we understand you're in the midst of us, but help us, O God, to seek you who are being in the midst of us, that we can get the necessary wisdom, that we can get the necessary solution for that hour. We can get the necessary decision that you would give us and cause us to rise up as your people, Lord. Cause us to become the things you have in your willingness to allow us to become. We trust and we believe in you. We come in agreement with your will, your purpose, your plan for our life in the name of Jesus. We are asking you that anytime we go out as Christians, allow your Holy Spirit to speak to us in such a way, Lord God, that people would begin to receive of your goodness. Father, they are seeing Christianity as a religion. We ask you to show them Christianity as a reality. Ask you to show them your goodness, that they may begin to continue to receive and receive and receive, and to go tell as they are receiving. Tell in the same willingness they have received it. We are give you the glory and the praise and the honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Clement, thank you. Thank you for praying. Thank you for sharing of your life and your ministry. I hope you were encouraged by the story of Pastor Clement Young. You know, there's no better time than right now, and as he would say, to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And you know what? If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 121, 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Pastor Clement Young. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, Les and Paul Uehara, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.